time to talk Mound City Panther football with Coach Taylor Standifer for the Panthers. Now, 1-1 on the year after a tough night last week on Friday, losing to Pattonsburg 48-20. Pattonsburg now 2-0. Mound City 1-1 on the year. Coach, you were talking about the recipe of that football game for Mound City when you mix up turnovers and penalties on your side of the ball or on your team. Not conducive to winning, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. I thought we kind of played sloppy on Friday night. We had 3 turnovers in the first half. I don't even remember how many penalties, but a lot of penalties. And that, especially on offense, has set our drives back and kind of killed drives that we had. So we just got to do a lot better job of cleaning some of those things up.
Yeah, there's no secret. You like to run the football. Your team has always liked to run the football. And, boy, when you get a penalty on offense and it puts you behind the sticks, that's hard to overcome when you predominantly run.
Oh, yeah, it is. I felt like, especially week one, our guys did a good job of limiting penalties. I was hoping to see last week that we cleaned some of that stuff up. We went the other way with it. So that's one thing we've really focused on this week is cleaning up some of those penalties and just that situational football.
Well, we won't call it the preseason, but those first couple of games where you're doing that cross-conference thing, that's pretty much over now. So now we're kind of getting back to our regular old foes, right?
Yeah, now we are. I like those cross-conference games. I think that's kind of cool that we do that the first 2 weeks of the season. But as you said, yeah, now we're back to our conference play. It's really going to matter when it comes down to the end.
Well, tonight, or Friday night, I should say, South Holt is coming to Seglinski Field in Mound City. South Holt, like your Panthers, 1-1 on the year. Boy, they took it on the chin last week from a very good Worth County team, 56-0. And you just don't see a lot of zeros when you're talking about South Holt football.
No, you don't. This year they're running that triple option. They do a good job with that. We got to be assignment sound. But last week, they kind of similar to us. They had some turnovers, some penalties. That kind of cost them some plays there in the game. But they did some really good things in that game too. That we just got to make sure that we're on our assignments there and getting after it.
You said triple option, you said South Holt in the same sentence. Oh, I don't hear a lot about that, though. Haven't in recent years. They've been going to the air a lot and quarterbacks running the football, but a little different style this year for him?
Josh down there at South Holt, he's done that a couple different years, has gone to this triple option, and it's effective for him. They do a really good job of it this year running that. They're quick with that dive, and then they get it out to their pitch guy. Their line does a good job coming up, trying to seal those linebackers to get to the edge there.
Well, in recent years when you play South Holt, you've had to worry a lot about the quarterback. Different quarterback calling the plays this year. Last year, Metzger got hurt. They had another senior quarterback. So new trigger man for them you got to worry about this year, I guess.
Yeah, it is. They've got a young kid back there at quarterback. He does a good job for him, though. Even though he is young, he does a really good job running that triple option, knowing when to make the reads, when to pull it or when to pitch it, when to keep it around the edge.
All right, this is week 3 of the season. How are you keeping them healthy here for your Panthers so far?
So far, not bad. We've got bumps and bruises, as so does everybody, in week 3. But I feel like our guys have done a good job of, taking the right steps to get through some of those injuries.
All right, so Friday night back home for the Panthers, ready to go. Seglinski Field, a good place for you to be. And, again, this old rivalry with South Holt, a game I know you and the fans look forward to every year.
Absolutely. This is one of those big rivalry games, no better time to start it off than with the start of the conference play.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, John.
That's our Mound City Coaches Show for this week. The Panthers host South Holt on Friday night.